Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 now, past the hour of 12 noon. Welcome in to this TGIF edition, Friday, March 22nd, 2024. We've made it, Mr. Zommers, another week.
Indeed, we have.
It's been one of those weeks, as they say. It's been one of those weeks, but we've arrived at the end. Thank goodness.
Yeah, it sure has. I don't know what else to say about that.
We are high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in the capital city of Madison, Wisconsin. Glad to have you along on a rather snowy Friday. We got about, I guess they're saying around 3-ish inches or maybe 4 here in Madison proper, more to the south. Looks like most of the heaviest snow went from just south of Madison, say to Monroe, up to Janesville, up to Stoughton maybe, and then across over to Milwaukee and north and south of Milwaukee. Some places locally, I think, getting 8 or 9 inches in Jeez. That area.
Yeah, I know a few people who were planning on going up north this weekend, mm-hmm. and they were concerned that their plans may not pan out, but it seems like the snow is pretty much in the south, so they actually may have it better up there.
Lots of schools closing today, people taking the day off of work because kids had to stay home today, so if you are one of those joining us, we welcome you in. Not a bad day to stay home, by the way, if you're a college basketball fan. March Madness continues. So we hope to have a little bit of a report here live from the Marquette game in just a minute. We're going to take a look at that. Also take a look at preview the Wisconsin game coming up tonight. You heard our sports reporter Mike Clemens talking about it as Wisconsin taking on James Madison. It's going to be a late one tonight, 8:40-ish p.m., the tip-off time, as Wisconsin takes on James Madison. We say ish. Because there is a game before that. So it kind of depends on when the game before Wisconsin gets done. You can hear the game for free. Doesn't cost you a thing if you live in the municipalities of Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, and Amory on many of our stations there. And if you don't, well, you're in luck also because you can listen to one of those stations for free. Via the Civic Media app, download it to your iPhone or Android device, then just scroll through to one of those stations, Richland Center, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, or Racine, Kenosha, and click on that, probably about 8 o'clock-ish or so, something like that, for the pregame show with Matt LaPay, and then Brian Butch and Matt LaPay call the game for you tonight, live from the Barclays Center in beautiful Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, the Wisconsin Regional South game in Brooklyn, New York.
You said it correctly.
I will leave it at that.
Yes, live from Brooklyn, the Wisconsin Badgers around 8:40. You could watch the game on CBS broadcast television tonight with the number one team there, by the way. But better yet, you can watch the game and then dial up our own Matt LaPay and Brian Butch. Well, not our own, but we're part of the Wisconsin Badger Radio Network via Learfield on the Civic Media Radio Network. So we're all one big happy family when it comes to Badger sports.
That's the idea.
Looking forward to that. What a game. Did you watch any of it last night, Mr. Zommers?
I saw the end, yeah. And both of my roommates, huge sports guys. I've talked about this before. And usually I just kind of tag along with them. And I enjoy it, but I just don't know about as much about it as they do.
Oh, yeah, and it's fine.
We were in the last 40 seconds on the clock.
You're talking about the Kentucky and Oakland game.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. Very good.
And my one roommate is just terrible with falling asleep during movies. And when it gets late enough that he's going to fall asleep, he is going to fall asleep. And we're like, hey, buddy, you think you can stay awake for the last 40 seconds of the game? He's like, yeah, it's probably like 40 minutes or whatever. Yeah, I could do it. We're like, are you sure?
Oh, geez.
It was literally like 5 seconds.
Now, see, I'm a little narcoleptic myself, but usually if there's a big game, I can stay up for that.
Normally he can too.
Well, it happens to the best of us. The cool part beyond it, if you don't follow the game, the story is still cool. And of course, you know, people have their brackets filled out. We have a pool going on here within the office. And Kentucky was the number 3 seed, by the way, in the South region, where Wisconsin and Marquette are both seeded as well. And they were going up against number 14, Oakland. Not Oakland, California, but Oakland, Michigan. If it sounds familiar to people in our Milwaukee and Waukesha listening audience, it's because Oakland is in the Horizon League, the same league as the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee Panthers. And I believe they faced each other in the championship game of the Horizon League this year, and Oakland just beat out the Panthers this year. But Oakland, going into this tournament, their coach has been the longest tenured coach in NCAA, at least Division I, maybe all the NCAA, I believe 40 years. They've never gotten a win in Division I college basketball until last night when they knocked off number 3 seed Kentucky and John Calipari, which I have no love lost for that team, by the way, but it was for Kentucky. So I was happy to see Oakland do it. This is what March Madness is all about. These small schools knocking off the big ones, and everybody has their, as they say, one shiny moment. None more so than Wisconsin native Jack Golke. Fabulous piece today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Drew Dawson. Says the biggest star of the first day of the NCAA tournament and new March Madness legend is from Wisconsin. Jack Golke dropped an incredible stat line to lead number 14 seed Oakland's 80-76 upset of number 3 seed Kentucky last night in Pittsburgh. Golke came off the bench to score 32 points. That's right, 32 points. Going 10 for 20 on three-pointers. 10 for 20. And if memory serves, I believe that was just one shy of the all-time NCAA record. 10 three-pointers. 11 was, several people have 11, so he would have tied the all-time record. He had 7 three-pointers in the first half. Golke's first 10 three-pointers were just one shy, there it is, of the NCAA record, single-game record set in 1990 by LaToya Merrimont's Jeff Fryer against Michigan. Golke and the Golden Grizzlies will face North Carolina State, the Wolfpack, in the second round on Saturday. This is a great story. I mean, a Wisconsin kid, his parents were up in the stands. You could just tell they were, of course, very, very nervous for their son down the stretch. But then when they won, it was just fantastic. So here now, a little bit of a clip from last night, courtesy of CBS, the CBS network, and Paramount Plus, of course, of Paramount Global, from the NCAA March Madness. Here is Jack Golke and Greg Kempe, the coach there, reacting to Oakland's stunning upset victory over Kentucky.
40 years in, you just pulled off the greatest upset in this program's history. How'd you do it?
This guy right here, he had no conscience. We talked all week. Just go shoot it, baby. You're the best. And he's the best, and he proved it to the world tonight. I said this is what we wanted, this stage. We wanted Kentucky because they're the best, you know, they're the best. So we wanted that, and we wanted the stage, and our kids came through. We win all close games. We win all close games. You heard the huddle, right? That's all we said in the huddle. We win close games. When you got great kids with great character, that's how you win close games.
Why was this team the team that was able to pull off this type of win?
We've been so close over the years. This is our 14th Power 5 win, but it's the first in this atmosphere, in this, and such an important situation. So I'm so happy for my president, my AD, and our university. What this means to our university, you know, it's just unbelievable. And I'm happy for my players.
Jack, you just experienced something any basketball player would dream of. What's going through your mind when you catch fire?
I mean, it's just something I've worked so hard for my whole career, and coach just instills the confidence in me, gives me the freedom to go out there and play and influence the game in a positive way, and, you know, I'm just having fun. We have tremendous crowd, tremendous stage. Like you said, it's a dream. This is why players work so hard to get to this stage.
What makes this team special?
Like coach said, from the first day we got here in June, we just bonded. We said we're going to love each other, we're going to trust each other, And even today, we made a lot of stupid plays. We missed a lot of free throws. I messed up on defense sometimes. We picked each other up every single time. And that's why we're going to keep winning some games.
Do you have anything left in that right arm?
Hey, I got 2 days to get, or 1 day to get it back, and we'll be firing again.
Coach, what's the message as this team now advances in the NCAA tournament for what's ahead?
All right, we're going to enjoy about 45 minutes of this. Now, we're going to get ready because we got a chance of a lifetime. It just, this isn't the end of it, you know. This is not the end of it. We've got more, and the only way we're going to win Saturday is to stay focused and take them one at a time. We're going to do that.
Coach, Jack, we appreciate the show, guys. Go enjoy it.
Appreciate it. We're not a Cinderella.
There's the key money line at the end from Jack Golke of Wisconsin saying, we're not a Cinderella team. Which, of course, they pretty much are. I mean, a 13 seed against a 3. But look, and here's the cool part. Jack Golke, not just from Wisconsin, but according to the article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Golke, a 6'3" guard, is from Pewaukee and played at Pewaukee High School right here in Wisconsin. A fun fact from his time in high school, Golke was a senior on the Pewaukee team that handed former Whitnall star and current Miami Heat star Tyler Hero his final loss in high school. So there you go. Little hitherto unknown fact, as Ken Lewis is fond of saying. What's in the water in Pewaukee?
First,
you got the Watt brothers, all three of them. You got JJ, you got TJ, you got Derek, all from Pewaukee. Now we got Jack Golke, who was playing Division II, by the way. Some people might be saying, well, why wasn't he recruited by Wisconsin or Milwaukee or Marquette? Well, apparently come out of Pewaukee, for whatever reason, the D1 programs didn't recruit him, and he went to a D2 school. And then in the transfer portal, he transferred to Division I Oakland last year, and here you go, one game away from being in the Sweet 16.
What is a Power 5? They said that in there.
Oh, the Power, it just means like the top, you know, so you got the Big Ten, you got it used to be the Pac-12, the SEC, the ACC, you know, the biggest conferences, Power 5 schools. Okay. Switched up. So yeah, it has to do with the conferences.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Todd needs more coffee here. By the way, I know I mispronounced our Creighton yesterday.
Yeah, we did have somebody text in and yell at you for saying Creighton.
Yeah.
Or close to Creighton.
Right. Because they're from Nebraska. And I said after we got done, I said, well, they're from Nebraska. Who cares?
He did say that. Can confirm.
Look, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just not a big Nebraska fan, that's all.
The evil Nebraska Cornhuskers.
We're going to come back, talk about Marquette and Wisconsin, and also the women's hockey team. They're in the Frozen Four. Why are they not on a major television network? Todd has a beef. We'll talk about it. Take your phone calls at the Todd Allball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Show for a Friday TGIF. It is March Madness across the country. Second full day of the men's tournament. The women's tournament getting underway as well. South Carolina Gamecocks, the favorite on the women's side. A lot of people also pulling for Iowa as well. We'll see what happens there. But the women's tournament gets kicked off today. The men's in the second full day. And coming up in under an hour now, at 1 o'clock Central Time, it'll be for those in Wisconsin who are Marquette Golden Eagle fans, your Marquette Golden Eagles, number 2 seed in the South region, taking on number 15, Western Kentucky. So there you go. That's coming up a little bit later. And I believe that that's on TBS or TNT, I believe. And you can hear it locally with On the Call, with the great Steve the Homer True around Milwaukee over the radio. He's been calling those games for years on the radio. Does a great job there, Steve the Homer True. And again, Marquette taking on the ever-popular Western Kentucky Hilltoppers. You know who is a graduate of Western Kentucky? Former Channel 3 meteorologist Chris Reese, one of my favorite meteorologists of all time, was in Madison for a long time, and then last year got a big promotion and went up to the Twin Cities and is doing the weather up there. but he's a Western Kentucky graduate. So anyway, Golden Eagles and the Hilltoppers get underway at 1 o'clock. I think this might be a closer game than you might think. I mean, Marquette in the Big East, Western Kentucky not. we'll just say that. But if you look at how they stack up, I mean, very similar in terms of field goal percentage, three-pointer percentage, free throws. You look at the stats on paper, they're a pretty evenly matched team. Again, two probably different level programs. The big question for Marquette is going to be the health of Tyler Kolek, their point guard, who has been suffering an ongoing leg injury, trying to get over that. But if Tyler Kolek is healthy, I think that Marquette could go a very long way indeed. In fact, in my bracket, I have Marquette, Wisconsin in the Elite Eight, taking each other on. So that game coming up here in just a little bit at 1 o'clock on television. Also, then a little bit later on, we have our Wisconsin Badgers, which you can hear right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, and Amory, and for free on the Civic Media app. Just go to one of those stations I mentioned and click on it. Game time set for around 8:40-ish, depending upon the game before it. Great story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by Jeff Patricus. Fifth-seeded Wisconsin is set to meet 12th-seeded James Madison about 8:40 tonight in the first round of the South Regional at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York.
Yes.
here's a quote. They caught everyone's attention day one of the season, winning at Michigan State, which was well-deserved, said Coach Greg Gard of the Dukes. They were really good in that game, and they've had a phenomenal year. Goes on to take a look at the matchup. Again, I think for Wisconsin, it's going to be health. I mean, they played four games in 4 days, fell just short against Illinois for the Big Ten championship in the tournament. But, you know, Tyler Wall, Stephen Crowell, if they're healthy, along with Chucky Hepburn and Max Klesmit, who's also been fighting kind of a groin leg injury, I think if Klesmit and Chucky are healthy and the rest of the guys kind of got some rest over the weekend, I think Wisconsin should be fine. But if you know anything about the NCAA tournament, I think almost always a 12 seed knocks off a 5, at least one and sometimes more. So Wisconsin drew the dreaded 5th seed, if you believe in that kind of superstition. And a lot of people picked James Madison to be the 12 that knocks off a 5. I do not think that's going to happen.
I hope not.
I think Wisconsin, as long as they're healthy and can stay in the game, I think they should be fine. So we'll see. Again, 8:40 tip-off time, pregame show at Matt LePay about 30 minutes before, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. So we do this with Luke Mathers on Tuesday, but I'm going to get an extra what's grinding my gears for a Friday, Mr. Zomers.
Can I take a guess?
Go ahead.
Is it alternate side parking?
No, it is not alternate side parking.
Not this time anyway.
I've decided to wave the white flag because I've found out basically nobody cares. So I'm just fine. Nobody cares. It's fine.
You're willing to pay $80 if you park in the wrong place twice?
But all right, well, let's not go and get off on a tangent.
I know.
Let's not get off because here's what's grinding my gears. There is no, let me qualify. I was going to say there's no better, more successful program at the University of Wisconsin than women's hockey. I guess you have to say also, though, include the men's and women's cross-country and track team who have won multiple national titles at Wisconsin. But I would say of the major sports, and no offense, I'm a big cross-country and track fan, but, you know, hockey, basketball, and football, of those major sports, both men and women, Mark Johnson has won 7 national championships, the coach of Wisconsin women's hockey. Well, they take on Colgate tonight in yet another Frozen Four. Wisconsin is the defending national champions. They've made it back to another Frozen Four for the University of Wisconsin women's hockey team, playing their 15th national semifinal, 15th. So they've also won 3 of the last 4 NCAA championships, of course, have 7 national titles in this story from Emmett Prosser in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So they're 35-6, Wisconsin's record. Number 2 seed, they'll take on the 3 seed, Colgate, the team, not the toothpaste, who is 32-6-1 tonight at the University of New Hampshire campus in Durham. If the Badgers win, they will play either top-seeded Ohio State or fourth-seeded Clarkson on Sunday. But here's the thing. If you want to watch this game on television, you can only do it on your computer or your smartphone, or if you have a smart TV. On ESPN Plus, not on ESPN, not on the Big Ten Network, not on any sort of cable channel, certainly not on broadcast television, but the Women's Frozen Four in hockey has been relegated to ESPN Plus.
Well, Todd, it's hockey, not football or basketball, so they can't make as much money off of it.
Well, that's the sad truth. Right? Like Jack O'Neill says, it all comes down to the dollar sign.
It's also women's hockey, so they can't make as much money off of it. Again, sad truth.
Sad, but true. Should not be, but true. So it says here you can stream the game on ESPN app with a subscription or through your television or streaming carrier. Also, Fubo, F-U-B-O, Fubo.
What?
Also,
never heard of that.
You can get a free trial of Fubo. But the thing is, with those free trials, free for the next 7 days. If you don't decline it, then you know what I mean? You're stuck. So yeah, only on ESPN app or Fubo television. However, you can listen to the game live here in Madison, at least, on Fox Sports AM 1070 in Madison. I'm not sure if they stream that on the iHeart app or not. But I mean, again... These women work harder than any athlete in college sports. They have won 7 national titles. They are back in the Frozen Four. They deserve a little bit more love and credit. I am with the Badgers, the women Badger hockey team, and Coach Mark Johnson. Good luck in the Frozen Four tonight, ladies. Back with more after this. Time now for a news, weather, sports update. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Lowball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network for a Friday, March 22nd, 2024. 34 now past the hour of 12 noon. Thanks for taking us along on your lunch break, whether you're walking around and getting some fresh, brisk air in the snow. Here's the thing, Mr. Zommers. It won't last. It's supposed to be like in the 50s by next week again.
Of course.
So, you know, and we need the farmers, ag people, we need and anybody, quite frankly, that has a lawn. We need some precipitation. We're still in this drought, and so this is good for the moisture.
Absolutely. Our state is in dire need of moisture.
Yes. And the thing is, it did not happen this year, but traditionally for many years, around the time of the state boys basketball tournament here in Madison, we usually would get one of these kind of heavier late season snowfalls. So, you know, about a week and a half late, but that's fine. Mother Nature got us some snow anyway. We're going to go into some news happening here in Washington this hour. And this is fascinating, if not surprising. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Ugh.
Well, yes. Has filed a motion to oust Mike Johnson from the speakership among anger about the government's finding. Try that again, Todd. Amid anger about the government funding bill.
I am unsurprised.
Yeah.
I guess I am surprised. I'm surprised it took this long for them to find a reason to get rid of him, since one person can file. And obviously we'll hear more about what's actually happening. You'll share that with us. But I do wonder how many speakers will go through before November.
What's the over under on new speakers between now and November?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a good one. That's a good one. If we didn't already have a contest going, that could be a contest. By the way, stay tuned. Next hour, our Ride into Spring contest continues. And some very exciting news, by the way. I got a call from the brass this morning.
You did?
I got a call from the brass, the higher-ups, who have given me some exciting news to share. Maybe other people know it. I did not. And so they've corrected me. And so this is, I'm not making this up. Very exciting next hour.
I'm looking forward to that.
Looking forward to nervous anticipation indeed. From CNN, Republican Representative Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, known as MTG, filed this motion to oust Speaker Mike Johnson. Why? Because he did something halfway responsible, which was pass another continuing resolution to keep the government from shutting down. Here's the quote from Marjorie Taylor Greene. Quote, I filed the motion to vacate today, but it's more of a warning and a pink slip, Greene said to reporters outside of the Capitol after filing the motion. Quote, I respect our conference. I paid all my dues to my conference. As a member, I'm in good standing. I do not wish to inflict pain on our conference and to throw the House into chaos. But it turns out that's exactly what she's doing. Marjorie Taylor Greene went on. She said, this is basically a warning, and it's time for us to go through the process, take our time, and find a new Speaker of the House that will stand with Republicans and a Republican majority instead of standing with Democrats, unquote. When pressed by CNN's Manu Raju on when she would call for the vote on the resolution, which would only require a simple majority to pass, Greene would not give a timeline. Quote, there is no time limit on this. It doesn't have to be forced and throw the House into chaos. I don't want to put any member in a difficult place like we have for 3.5 weeks, she replied, referring back to last October when the House was in limbo for weeks after former Speaker Kevin McCarthy was ousted. Marjorie Taylor Greene said that she is, quote, not worried, unquote, about the possibility of Democrats voting to save Johnson if the vote happens. Asked for reaction by CNN, Johnson did not respond and dismissed it with a wave. Johnson, who had won the gavel after McCarthy's ouster, has faced pushback from his right flank over the handling of the government funding fight. Greene was swarmed by her Republican colleagues after she filed the motion. A source close to the conversation told CNN that a number of Republican lawmakers were trying to convince Greene not to bring the motion against Johnson. Two of those lawmakers were Republicans Barry Loudermilk and Kat Kamek, or Kamek. CNN observed both Loudermilk and Kamek in an extended conversation with Greene. Part of the argument to Greene from her Republican colleagues is that if she goes through with this, it could lead to House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries inadvertently becoming Speaker, per a source who witnessed the conversations. And you say, well, Todd, I mean, how could that happen? Republicans are still in control. Well, remember, they're down to a majority of two. All it takes is for two members on the Republican side to say, you know, I don't feel very well. I better go back to my apartment or my hotel and not vote. Or it could be somebody like Mike Gallagher in Green Bay, a Republican who's already announced he's not going to run for re-election. He has nothing to lose. Maybe he just votes present. Or worst case scenario for Republicans, he votes for Hakeem Jeffries, saying that this chaos is nuts. But the point is, that Republicans, it doesn't take a bunch of Republicans flipping and voting for Hakeem Jeffries. All they have to do is take a powder, you know, oh, geez, I was in the bathroom. I didn't get back in time. Oh, man, Mike, I'm sorry about that. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that goes on. And if they do that and all the Democrats stay with Hakeem Jeffries, Hakeem Jeffries becomes the Speaker of the House. Now, wouldn't that be something?
You know, if there's one thing I know about Hakeem Jeffries, it's that he at least knows the alphabet. And I don't know if I can say the same for Mike Johnson.
Well, I mean, it's these are the games that are being played in Washington. And what's really unfortunate is we have very serious things such as funding for Ukraine, for Israel, for the humanitarian relief in Gaza, for Taiwan, for the border, quite frankly. which of course is passed in the bipartisan vote in the U.S. Senate. President Joe Biden says he will sign it, but Donald Trump has told Speaker Mike Johnson not to put that up for a vote, along with Ukraine funding. And Johnson has been a loyal servant. What I find interesting from a partisan political standpoint is, which one does Trump like more, Marjorie Taylor Greene or Mike Johnson? I don't think that Trump would allow Marjorie Taylor Greene to file that motion if he didn't want it to be allowed. Which makes me think that Marjorie Taylor Greene is more liked by Trump.
Perhaps, but I also think that Trump will take any scapegoat he can. And if it seems like somebody's getting in trouble, he'd be fine just throwing them under the bus and be like, see, this thing that happened was actually Mike Johnson's fault.
Yes, that's very true. That's very true. We shall see. What do you think about this? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What are your thoughts on Marjorie Taylor Greene filing a motion to oust Speaker Johnson from the chair? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Give us a call. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. I mean, forget about March Madness on the basketball court. This could be March Madness in Congress. And I mean, wouldn't it just be rich? Wouldn't it just be rich if Marjorie Taylor Greene was the one that actually helped Hakeem Jeffries become Speaker of the House?
I'm sure she'd be pleased about that. You know, I think I know what she would say if that happened. I have some audio, actually.
What would she say?
Why don't you go talk about Jewish space lasers? And really, why don't you f*** off? How about that?
That was from that interview she did with the foreign reporter from the UK. That's Marjorie Taylor Greene right there. What do you think about this? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Want to bring you a little good news. How about that on a Friday? We can all use some good news, right? Talk about Bidenomics versus Meganomics, right? Bidenomics versus Meganomics. Bidenomics has produced extremely low unemployment and extraordinary growth. And the reason I want to do this little piece here is because I think that we meaning the media or whomever, need to quit trying to shame people, right, into how we think people should vote or want people to vote. It was easy for me to come on here, and I believe it, that in order to preserve democracy that Joe Biden needs to win in November. But I think it's better if I bring some evidence and I say, let's be positive. Let's look at all the good things going on, because a lot of times the media doesn't like to talk about the positive because, you know, it doesn't get the quote unquote clicks that negative does. The positive news is Bidenomics has produced extremely low unemployment and extraordinary growth. Under Bidenomics, real wages are increasing for all but the top 20%, reducing inequality. This is a big one that does not get enough play. You hear about the billionaire class. And by percentages, billionaires pay way fewer taxes on what they earn than the rest of us. And yet, they keep getting away with things. But under Joe Biden and Bidenomics, real wages are increasing for all but the top 20%, reducing that inequality. And you can say, well, look, I'm still not making what I want. That's fair. But the fact of the matter is that most people other than billionaires are making more money under Joe Biden. Biden has also canceled nearly $144 billion of student loan debt for 4 million borrowers. Another thing particularly younger people, Gen Z, Gen Y, very concerned. We don't hear about, we hear a lot about what didn't happen, but we don't hear a lot about what did happen. And finally, we're seeing a reining in of corporate excesses, like using the 1890 Sherman Act to sue Apple yesterday for monopolistic behaviors. Now, see, I'm not sure I agree with that. As a person with an iPhone, I'm not sure I agree with that. But
just because you have it doesn't mean they don't have a monopoly. Like, I have,
I like the monopolies that help me. Fair. All right.
Yes and no.
All right.
If you can like the products and still not like the fact that they have a monopoly.
All right. You know who I do like? You know what I like to do on the weekend? I like to kick back with a Spotted Cow from New Glarus Brewery and listen to one of my all-time favorite podcasts, Lost in the Middle, with our friend Scott Klug. Lost in the Middle, America's Political Orphans, which you can hear right here on Civic Media every Saturday from 1 until 2.
You know, I've heard some good things about that podcast. I think I know some of the people who work on it.
But right now, we're putting that aside, politics aside, because the one thing that binds us all together is sports and athletics. And here now, live on the scene, Emmy Award-winning journalist, our own Scott Klug, live from Indianapolis, preparing for the Marquette Golden Eagles, taking on, well, Western Kentucky, I guess it is. Scott, thanks for joining us. What's the room feel like? What's the arena out there like in Indianapolis?
Well, we're 8 minutes, I think, from the festivities starting. It's mob. It's drizzly and raining in sort of classic spring Midwestern weather. But if people have never been to this, it's one of my all-time favorite things to do. I've got three boys, and I was just counting today. I think I've been to 10 March Madnesses over the years. So this will be a good one. Usually we just pick the town to go to. I think it's the best sporting event in America, and let's see if the Golden Eagles can hold on for once. They haven't been to the Sweet 16 in 11 years, I think, so it's about time to get moving.
Well, I'm a big Badger fan. I have Marquette beating Wisconsin in the Elite Eight, as much as that hurts me. But here's the key, Scott. I know you and I have talked about this. Your point guard, Tyler Kolek, is he healthy? Is he good to go? That's going to be the key for Marquette, I think.
He's good to go, yeah. They held him out for the last 3 weeks. So oblique injuries are pretty weird. They usually only happen in baseball, especially with pitchers, or they happen with golfers occasionally. It's a muscle that runs diagonally across your stomach, and when you pull it, it's like a hamstring. It doesn't take very much to pull it again. But
hang on, Scott. Back in a second on the Todd Oddball Show. Welcome back to Todd Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Tip-off time is getting near in Indianapolis. Talking to our own Scott Klug, host of Lost in the Middle, America's Political Orphans, on Saturdays right here in Civic Media. Also a former Emmy-winning journalist, Scott Klug. I know that the game's about to start, Scott. Any predictions going not just this game, but how far can Marquette go if Tyler Kolek stays healthy?
I think the Sweet 16 or Elite Eight, they're in pretty good shape. And Kentucky losing yesterday, which is always a really good thing, I think makes their path clear. And maybe you'll call it right. It'll be Wisconsin and Marquette down the road in another week.
Hey, love to see it. I got to go to the game this year, one of those Marquette games at Fiserv. Great environment, great fans. Of course, the Wisconsin Tide is Shaka Smart. They're an up-and-coming program. As much as I love my Badgers, let's go Marquette. And we'd love to see you guys win here coming up at the top of the hour.
All right, Todd. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for taking the time, Scott. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Our own Scott Klug reporting live from Indianapolis there. In March Madness. Great, great for him to take a couple of minutes and get the feeling of that as well. Right now, it is coming up on 8 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and our own Catherine Lake right now joining us for a breaking news event. Catherine Lake, our program director. I understand, Catherine, you're on the highway. You have some breaking news to report to us at this hour, Catherine.
I do, and I've got to figure out where exactly I am. I'm an hour out of Madison on 90 heading west, and it's crawling. I was heading to, and I did, get to Belvedere Oasis to pick up my daughter, so I round-tripped this on 90, and on the way here, I saw two, maybe even three, jackknifed semis off the road. That was scary enough. Then I turned around at Belvedere on my way back, and we are crawling, and I just went past a pileup, very neat pileup, I will tell you. It's hardly a pileup. It's just bumper to bumper of three semis and two cars crunched between a couple of semis, all in a nice row in the middle lane.
So you'll see that. Like I said, I'm about an hour outside Madison on 90, and I got to get a mile marker for you. But it's scary. It's 32 degrees. That is freezing. People need to remember that means the roads are likely going to be slick. And so, you know, there's no going 70 on 90 between Madison and Chicago today.
Catherine, I'm looking at the 511wisconsin.gov map right now, the road condition map, and you're exactly right. Basically, from Monroe on Highway 11 in southern Wisconsin, going over to Janesville, and then south to that state line in Rockford, all those roads right now are listed as slippery in stretches. If you kind of make a line from diagonal line from Manitowoc on the eastern side of Wisconsin over to Janesville and Monroe, everything south and east of that line, all those roads, including our listeners in Waukesha, Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, most of those roads are listed as slippery in stretches. So although most of the precipitation is let up, this is a good reminder. It sounds like, Catherine, your firsthand experience right now on 90 between Rockford and Madison sounds like if you don't have to go that way, probably shouldn't.
Don't. Absolutely. That's the way. We're coming up to our second accident now. We're still crawling. I don't know what it's going to look like, but it is not good out here. Yeah, stay home. Let them get this thing cleared up first. Yep.
Yeah, I'm looking at another one right now. According to Wisconsin DOT, I-3990 South, right basically at the intersection of Wisconsin Highway 11 on Racine Street. So this is near that that intersection with the Highway 11 and 90 at Janesville. There is an accident there. On a crash as well. So it sounds like even from that Illinois line going north on I-90 all the way to Janesville, just south of Madison, once you get to about the Madison area, things do improve. But Catherine's right, right at that 32-degree mark, it's treacherous out there, so people really do need to be careful.
Absolutely. Thanks, Todd.
Hey, thank you, Catherine, for the live report. Please be safe out there yourself on the roadways. Appreciate you taking the time to call in. Catherine Lake, our program director here at Civic Media, a live report on the roadways. Appreciate that as we take a look at the rest of Wisconsin. Most of Wisconsin right now, as temperatures begin to rise, are in good. They're calling it good winter driving condition. The exceptions are around Eagle River right now in Crandon, then around Antigo and Merrill, also some slippery stretches, right around between Barron and Chetek and Rice Lake, a couple of short slippery stretches there. Also, just south of Green Bay. Green Bay proper doesn't look too bad. Maybe some overpasses and bridges could be slippery. But then you go down to the De Pere area. There's around Highway 41 running east and west there. North and south, and Highway 43 east and west, some slippery stretches around De Pere. But again, the main concern at this hour for Wisconsin roadways, as you heard firsthand here by Catherine Lake, that area from kind of Manitowoc and then diagonally over to Janesville, Monroe, everything south and east of that. That would include areas around Waukesha, around Racine. Kenosha looks like it. Some places are easing up a little bit. But again, Racine, Kenosha, Waukesha, Milwaukee, Janesville, Beloit, Lake Geneva, especially around that area, and then heading south, according to our own Catherine Lake, on Highway 90 into Rockford towards Chicago. All those roadways right around the 32-degree mark, and as that slush still kind of is freezing on roadways, compounded by the traffic. And of course, you compound that with people kind of being forgetful or irresponsible of how you should drive, right? I heard our own Earl Ingram this morning saying that he was driving in and was going on a part of the interstate where you could legally drive 70, and he thought he was driving 25. And then you get people driving, you know, trying to drive 65, 70, and that's what causes a lot of these accidents. As my grandpa used to say, you have to drive your car and everybody else's too.
Yeah, pretty much.
So we appreciate Catherine's firsthand report. Please be careful if you're in southeast Wisconsin in particular right now. If you don't have to be on Highway 90 south of Madison towards the state line, don't. Also around Highway 94 around Milwaukee right now, also slippery stretches as well. Hopefully this is the last big snowfall, Mr. Zommers, and we can be rid of these winter driving conditions.
I guess we'll see, but yeah. I don't know. Wisconsin always does a little bit of whiplash with spring and winter.
such a, we have March Madness on the basketball court. We have March Madness in the House of Representatives, and now we have a bit of driving madness as well in our weather conditions, the road conditions, thanks to this late spring storm. Going to come back in hour number two and lighten things up just a little bit. We have our very own Chris Paul, the co-executive producer of this program. I like to call him a media mogul. He'll be joining us in hour number two to talk about some of the lighter stories of the day. And also Mr. Zomers comes in with one of our board games of the week. It's snowy outside. Stay off the road. Stay inside. Play a board game. Mr. Zomers will have that for us as well in hour number two. And more of your calls as we roll along here on a Friday, the 22nd of March, 2024. Now 58 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Stay tuned. Your national state news updates are next, including a check of weather and then more of us in hour number two. It's the Todd Lowball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.